Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Next time you sit down and quote-unquote Netflix and chill, Showmax and chill, or any other streaming service that you enjoy and you're chilling, or perhaps you're listening to a podcast, music, or some other themes that actually are available through data connectivity, well, have an appreciation that these are companies that typically offer an OTT service. Over the top. It's through the connections of telco providers, the fiber, the broadband network, the Wi-Fi, the data connectivity that you can access, that they are able to offer you this particular service. And the Association of Communications and Technology says it would like to see some of these companies actually contributing to the cost of building and upgrading the network infrastructure that actually supports their businesses. So think of it, of actually having access to a railway line, and all you do is ride on the railway. You ride on the railway, but are you contributing to making sure that it works? Interesting question. And to answer that is Nomvuyiso Baji, CEO of the Association of Comms and Technology, joins us now to tell us more. Nomvuyiso, welcome back to Kaya Biz. It's been a while since we touched base. Good evening.
Oh, thank you, Brooks, and thank you for having me. It has been a while. I enjoy having conversations with you and your listeners.
I thoroughly enjoy it too, because it always offers an opportunity for us to learn. And I'm hoping on the back of the context that I've set, that I've explained this effectively. The OTT, over-the-top service providers, essentially piggybacking off of infrastructure that has been hard-won, hard-fought for, hard costs to maintain. It's like riding on the railway when you haven't contributed to a single piece of it. Is this an adequate depiction?
It is. Actually, I want, especially in your context, I'm saying on radio, just think about it this way.
Yes.
As a Kaya FM family, UK Centec transmission fees in yes. order for people to listen to the radio, correct? However, people that listen to, say, a Spotify or related music radio online station, they're only paying to access it. They'll pay the Wi-Fi, and they will pay for perhaps if there is a subscription fee, if you're thinking of the likes of Spotify. But there's no one that is paid in terms of maintaining the infrastructure. So it is that you have people that are building platforms, and they're very successful at it. And those platforms are using almost like the internet highway, and using the infrastructure. People are consuming a lot of streaming services, a lot of video and related things, but they expect quality service. How does that quality service come about? It has to be about an infrastructure that is reliable. And the telcos are the ones that are building that infrastructure globally. And we're saying, as over-the-top service providers, and there is a threshold, they must contribute, they must finance those, especially if you have certain volumes, you must be able to finance the maintenance and building of infrastructure in order for people to continue to enjoy broadband network services of good quality, reliable, within the South African context. So it's not a new concept, really.
Yeah.
It's just that it is taking a long time to get here.
I'm so intrigued by this one because, System Voice, or some might argue that with platforms like radio, television, they typically are regulated. There's fixed infrastructure, and it's I guess defined as old, quote unquote, old media that has these efficiencies and processes in order. When we think about some of the OTT players, Amazon Prime, Netflix, Disney Plus, YouTube, these are all very new technologies which caught up with us very quickly. And if we think about just those services, they actually aren't even regulated. Hence, they have very different revenue models or structures and are able to piggyback off of the hard-won infrastructure. Help us contextualize how this raises concerns around compliance, not only compliance, but even just encouraging these platforms to actively participate and consider your recommendations.
So what we're saying for starters, as South Africa, there has to be a situation wherein the regulators, together with policymakers, undertake a market review to understand the OTTs. We understand the OTTs but we may be understanding it from a telco point of view. But mm-hmm. they need to do that study because, to your point, groups, they are not paying license fees. Some of them are not even paying tax in South Africa. If now, think about it, you know that there are areas that we do not have reliable network. And we always blame a network operator because you want to connect to your over-the-top service provider. There is no accountability in that regard. And we're saying regulatory parity, mm-hmm. wherein as a telco has to be treated the same with that of OTT services, because traditional telecom services are expected to build networks. And we're saying existing regulations need to be adapted to actually accommodate the changing dynamics of this industry, because it's not the same as it was. If you think about it, especially in this case, let's say in your case of broadcasters, since 1994, since the time that people used to have radios in 1960, I do not know. So there has to be a framework that is technologically neutral, we're saying, that treats similar services in a consistent manner and fosters competition, because people are coming in. We are very happy that people are coming in investing in South Africa, but they must also, once they invest, making sure that South Africans have access to services, have access to content, but at what expense? We want to have a sustainable ecosystem. We've seen it, and I'm going to say it this way, we've seen it how newspapers have sort of literally disappeared because no one ensured that we have a sustainable ecosystem. That's why there's that inquiry at the Competition Commission right now, because of those issues. And we're saying, have competition policy that the competition authorities should ensure that and maintain a robust competition policy that prevents anti-competitive behavior and promote competitiveness in the market environment. Because currently, you are regulated, but your competitor is not regulated. So it's those kind of things. So please strike a balance between commercial fairness and legal reasoning. Because we, as South African entities, think about it. KFM has an 8-20%. That's why I always try to tailor make it for yourself.
Yes, I love it, actually.
Yes, so you have an 80-20 rule. We're in from an ownership and control. Just a simple thing like this. 80% of your... Of your, which is a good thing, of your radio station has to be owned by South African, even from an even from an investment point of view. Capital injection has to be 80% South African, 20% foreign owned. But you're competing with somebody that does not have those obligations, does not have local content quotas. You name it. All those things add up. You are paying how many people royalties? And we're saying, please, make sure that there is fairness government. And they say you must encourage the industry to collaborate and actually self-regulate, because you're seeing, because you can't keep up with technology as government, but you cannot keep on putting on traditional people that have been here more regulatory burden. And they say, oh, by the way, I'd say in the telco space, oh, data must fall. Okay, data must fall. Who's going to maintain the network? Because you want people to have access to YouTube and the Googles of this world, Amazon TV and everything. Who's going to maintain that network? Let us make sure that we do things properly. And we're saying, think about deregulating the network operators. Think about easy regulations, right? Quality of service obligations. You are supposed, for example, I always say I do this book.
Yes.
Now, in your situation, you are supposed to have news at a certain hour, half an hour, on the clock and whatever. The other people, they only focus on commercial. And that is why, that's what they were saying, is make sure deregulation happens. The same with network operators. They have quality of service obligations. You must ensure that there's availability of network at this percentage. You must make sure that your pricing is at this CPI and whatever. The rest of the people, no one asked us to, what is your pricing model, Netflix? But I dare you, tomorrow, somebody, let's say, I don't know, in your case, let's say market choice increases the prices of DSTV. We'll say, we walk away from them. How dare they increase the prices? So, and I'm saying, as South Africans, we need to have this conversation and say, how do we ensure fairness is happening within the sector that is regulated? That's why I'm able to make the correlation between the two for my things as well. And then we're saying, also, government do relax tax laws, because there are people that are coming in. Some of them are rich, they're not paying taxes. We know that they're based in other countries, in Netherlands, but they're operating here. Relax those laws. Allow people, again, going to your example before I come to mine. Think about it. For instance, you are not allowed, there are things that you are not allowed to do in terms of sharing of programming. It's the same in the telco space.
Yes.
Data sharing. Yes, that people cannot share data. Access to certain services is prohibited between competitors. Whereas the international players come here and are able to do those things. And we are not saying they shouldn't be here, but we're saying be fair on everyone that is playing in the game. We accept that technology is moving fast. We accept that innovate. We have to innovate. And if you relax all these norms, you will find that it will be easier for companies that are South African-based as well to effectively compete.
Definitely. I want to jump in there because this is a conversation we can have for hours on end, Sis Nomvuyiso.
So I know.
All the more reason for me to visit your office soon, right?
I'm sorry.
I do want to ask, though, what are we doing to make sure, number one, what's the response been from the OTT players? And I ask this because a lot of them are internationally based, right? With Kai FM, it's easy to find our location at 195 Yan Smart Street, and you can close us down if we don't comply with the rules and regulations. But these are typically international players who operate in multiple jurisdictions, and who, because of the size of their balance sheets and sometimes the egos of executives, can actually decide, oh no, we don't want to play by your rules. So what are we doing in terms of incentivizing them to come on board and be open to this partnership?
So what we've done, as early as 2022, we've hosted a roundtable. We've invited, from a video streaming point of view, we've invited Netflix, Amazon Prime. We invited TikTok. They did not come. We invited Spotify. This was both virtually and physically. We invited Spotify, Apple Music. They never even responded to our email. Amazon and related. And then the only people, I must give them credit, the only people that came to our discussion was Google. They came. They did say that, for instance, in the South African context, there is they have made social, I say social impact in things such as building the undersea cables just off the coast of Cape Town. And they did make that input. And that's what we're saying, that come to the table, be transparent. And if all we have to be regulated, let's be regulated. If all we need to be deregulated, let us be deregulated. So they did come. And I know the parts that in our discussions that they did not agree with is the issue of financing the broadband network of the future. Yes, because we're saying that people must finance this. And we're not even saying that pay the telco. We're just saying you can even establish a shared fund that says to actually have it. Its purpose is just to make sure that infrastructure is built, infrastructure is maintained, and just have that independent fund. And then we're saying this independent fund should actually be designed to have investment incentives. So that part of financing, we know that that's the part that they did not like in our discussions with them, but they were very open with it. But the other stuff, I must say, for instance, the regulation parity, they got it, they understood it. Whether they agreed or not, it's yet to be seen, because I'm sure they will write their own paper, because they have more resources than I. We're only four of people in the office.
Yes.
I'm sure they're going to respond in detail using dollars and euros. So, but we are, this is what we do, robust engagements. Yes.
Oh man, Sis Nomvuyiso, always such a pleasure learning and, you know, communicating with you and really giving us a better understanding of the complexities of the industries that we work in, but making it so practical for us to be mindful of, because these do have ripple effects in the long term that we need to be mindful of for our economy. Thank you so much, and all the best going forward.
Thank
We're looking
for
forward to
me.
updating us in future. Thank you.
Thanks, cheers, bye.
That's the CEO of the Association of Comms and Technology, Nomvuyiso Baji. And very important conversation here, right? So next time you actually stream a service, just think to yourself, you might have a wonderful download speed of 20 megabits per second or even faster, and access to all this quality data. But what is it that the over-the-top service provider is doing to contribute to the quality of that network when it's been taken on by the telcos themselves?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.